Yeah, I really don't know. You guys know, I've spoken to you guys plenty of times throughout this season how difficult it was, you know, with my neck and having those stingers. So, you know, I just said, let me get away from it for a little bit. And, you know, if the time comes and the juices get flowing again, then, you know, we try to give it a spin. But there's no rush at all on my side. And so, you know, I've been open book with Bean, with Sean. I just got done talking to them, and we're all into the same page. I am 33 years old, man. I want to have a healthy life, and, you know, my family is the most important thing to me. So at the same time, I do want to win a Super Bowl. That would be pretty damn awesome. So we'll see. We'll take it day by day.
That was Micah Hyde, who has his charity softball game. Is that today or is that tomorrow?
I think that's tomorrow.
I mean, I'm going to look that up just to be sure. But, yeah, yeah. Micah Hyde has his charity softball game, and that is that was the premise of him speaking with the media yesterday.
I've had two brain farts today, so I don't know if trusting me on
it
a
is
date
tomorrow.
Is a good idea. I think
it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
I wanted to look. I see it. It's May
always
19th.
That's always a great event.
It is. It's always a great event.
It gets the ballpark packed, and it's fun. Even though he's not with the team, you know, I think it's going to be a great opportunity. What if Jordan Poyer is going to be there? Will he get booed if he is?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's a charity event, but
I don't know.
Could be a thought. I mean, he did
it'll be
sign.
Fun to see
he did sign with Miami. Let's also remember that.
Yes. So yeah, no, I think that based on his comments there, it sounds to me like Micah Hyde's done. He doesn't want to be, but he also might be recognizing it. Like, obviously he said what he said, and all I can do is interpret it in my own way. So I'm not going to speak for him, but to me, I want him to have all the best. And he mentions it too. He wants to have a healthy life. Neck injuries can be scary, and it is what it is. I'm sad that they did not win one with what was probably their best duo since, I would say, Henry Jones, Kurt Schultz, as a duo back there.
Nate Odoms. Well, Nate Odoms was
a corner. So, okay. Yeah, it was Jones and Schultz.
Yeah.
But I do think that, like, this was probably their best safety tandem when it came to its talent, its contributions, and their impact on this team and community. I do really believe in what they've done, and the day that they got both of them was fantastic. And I remember being hyped, sitting over there in that booth, writing the updates, and the Bills signed Micah Hyde. And I'm like, oh my God, they signed Micah Hyde. This is going to be their starting safety. I didn't know what Poyer was going to be, but Hyde was a big deal to me. And It's sad to see his Bills career come and go without a championship. It is sad to see that. He does have the door open. So obviously, I can't necessarily state that. But I would imagine if he's not going to play, there will be a spot on a staff for him.
Yeah.
They would still try to win a Super Bowl for that guy because of who he is.
Maybe
what
even
he's
on
done.
The Bills staff. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
You got a young safety. Yep, well, a bunch of young safeties.
Who better to mold Cole Bishop than Micah Hyde?
Exactly.
Exactly what I would say. Who better to mold him than the guy that has been in the system and would be willing to take on like a consulting role as a safety coach for the back end there?
And that's why I believe that if Micah were to come back, he also did say afterwards, I think it was John Scott who said, do you plan on doing going anywhere else? And he said, no, it's either Bills or retirement.
Yes, and that's a big deal. Like, that tells you what the team means to him, what the community means to him.
Yeah.
And I remember his wife making a post, you know, like the heartfelt goodbye sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
thinking, all right, well, Micah Hyde's done as a Bill, it sounds like to me. But no, not at all. It's either he's going to be here or he's going to not play football. And I respect that choice for him.
And it's not like the guy's, I don't know, in his mid-20s. The guy's in almost, he's 33, like you said in the clip. I would have no problem if Micah Hyde was just like, you know what? He missed a whole season with the neck injury, had to deal with the neck stingers a lot. There were times where he couldn't play, and then you had to put Taylor Rapp in. And Taylor Rapp, obviously, is a great safety.
He's more of a box safety. He's more of Poyer, not Hyde.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Hyde is truly that rangy free safety. Poyer was more of the box safety, the quote-unquote strong safety, so to say. Even though Poyer could do those things, Hyde was the centerpiece of that back. And, again, he's going to go down as one of the better Bills to have walked into the building. And definitely one of the more impressionable ones. A player that fans would gravitate to, a player that
I think loves he'll go up
community.
On the, if they whatever they do for the new stadium, if it's a Ring of Honor or if it's a Wall of Fame, yeah, I'd put him up there too.
He was part of the he was one of the leading catalysts of this team's turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the face that you see in the video when they like it's him and Kyle Williams when they bust the drought.
He's
jumping on someone, but you see Hyde very clearly with Kyle Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And it is like he is a guy that very quickly and very deeply embraced this community. Obviously, with the softball game being at Salem Field once again, that's tomorrow, 2 o'clock pitch. And I love Micah Hyde as a player. He's a great person. I would love nothing more than to see him back healthy, being the most important facet of it. But I'll even say it in a broader sense. I would love to see Micah Hyde back on the Buffalo Bills, regardless if he is playing football or not. If he's not, I would love to see him on the sidelines. If not, I would love to see him on the staff, if he wants it. Because if the Bills were to try to win a Super Bowl with this group, I would love to see Micah Hyde still be a part of it, even if he cannot play anymore. And that's what makes it sad. You know, the window that they had, or not window, I should say, this first half of the window being shut. You know, it's like one of those double panel windows that opens up, like, to the outside. Like, you know, you open the two windows, like how you'd see in, like, the cartoons. Like, it's a lovely day. Like, one of those windows is now just locked shut.
Right, right.
That window is glued shut, and we'd have to smash our way through. Not that Bills couldn't.
And even if Micah decided to come back,
I'd be terrified. I would be terrified.
Yeah. It would only be on a one-year deal. That's what I would believe would happen.
Contractually, not a problem for the team. But I'm not going to lie to you. I'd be concerned.
I think he would play the role of molding Cole Bishop into the next, you know, safety
tandem. Like I
said,
he could probably do that as a consulting or, like, you know, like a member of, like, the practice, you know, just helping them out. Like I said, being on the staff, so to say. There's roles that get carved out for people like that all the time. And I would imagine they would carve out a role for Micah Hyde if he wanted it. I would imagine Sean McDermott raising no problems for the safety that helped steady a defense for one of the best teams in the NFL.
I'm also not concerned really with how their safety tandem is going to look, because I feel like that McDermott has been able to get the best out of anything that he's really touched.
Also, if you tell me a trio of Mike Edwards, Taylor Rapp, and Cole Bishop isn't going to be good enough for this defense.
Oh, I know.
They made good signings. A couple years ago with Rapp as a box safety, I think he's more of that. And I think he's going to be the first one to go among the three, obviously. Edwards might be able to have a little bit of longer term solution to him. And of course, you drafted Bishop to be the future for your secondary. So I think that there's something there. You have your depth pieces. Damar Hamlin will still be here for another year, I think, with special teams contributions. He knows the playbook. He knows how to do it. Obviously, he could get beat out and he could get released. But, you know, again, there's plenty going on here in the Bills secondary that I'm not worried about. It. Cam Lewis is a guy who plays corner and safety for this team. I do think that whatever they need him to do, he'll do it. And he's a valuable depth piece to have in the secondary as well. So, yeah, no, if Micah Hyde comes back, I'd be happy from a football standpoint, but very concerned for his health. But if he's on the staff, I would love that. I would still, like, you're not going to have any complaints about Micah Hyde from any Bills fans, honestly. Because there's no, like, there were no clashes. There's nothing about, like, you know, Rachel Bush, yada, 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 stuff like that. Everything with Micah Hyde, though, has been the elite play, embracing this community. You're never going to get anyone to say a bad word about Micah Hyde.
Making one of the best defensive plays in franchise history.
Robbing a touchdown from Mac Jones in the perfect game, as we like to call it, for the offense.
If he had caught that touchdown, do you think that would have been, that game would not have been 47-17?
No. It would have been, like, they would have been in it. Mm-hmm. But they also just were not stopping Buffalo's offense.
That's true.
So, actually, now that you think about it, no. It still would have been ugly. The Patriots just would have had more points. Because the Bills would have started with the same exact... They probably would have started at, what, the 20, 25? Where a touchback
probably
happens?
Probably, yeah. Practically, yeah.
Because, say they score the touchdown. Kick it out of the end zone. Done. Bills start basically at the same spot that they did. And you couldn't stop them.
I still say
so,
that...
So, yeah. He made the Patriots look worse. Mm-hmm. Which is... never a bad thing.
It's a quick hot take. I think it's the second best play next to the Mike Stratton, Keith Lincoln play. I know that I'm sounding really old when I say that.
I still wouldn't call Micah Hyde's play the second best play. Second best play of what?
Second, like, defensive play in Bills history.
No,
like,
there's plenty that you can look at, I think, that...
It's definitely a top
It's
top
a memorable
10.
One, but it's recency bias, too. I'm not going to go
That's also very true.
But I will say... It's very easy to say he was one of the best safeties that have played for the Buffalo Bills. That one is not recency bias. That is, you've got proof on that one. So, again, hey, let's see what happens there with Micah Hyde, but I would love to see him on the Bills sideline next year, whether it be on the staff or, you know, if he is healthy enough and cleared as a member of the team as well. I would happily embrace that. Nothing bad to say for number 23. All right. When we come back, this will probably be our nonsense segment, and I have exactly what I want to talk about on this nonsense segment, so stay tuned for that if you like Star Wars. Sports Talk Saturday, Derek Kramer, Evan DePasquale, you're listening to WGR.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.